Welcome back to Dumb and Dumber. I'm Dom and I'm Michael. Wait, it's, you know, the other way around, but whatever.
I'm Emily and I'm Dumber.
And welcome to another ep of Dumb and Dumber.
Michael likes to abbreviate every word he says, so trying to have a conversation with him is very challenging.
Yeah, we J-chillin'.
Just thought I'd share that with all of our viewers, listeners.
Viewers, yes. Logic. Yes.
Whoa.
I have a feature on my keyboard where I can swipe
words. And my phone has that now too, and I can't figure out how to use it.
You just swipe.
Like, I know, but like, how are you supposed to? I don't know.
You want to?
No.
And high and finger. I'm trying to say eye hand, but it's eye finger coordination.
I don't
sweetie.
Have eye finger coordination.
I don't think you have any coordination.
It's very true.
This is our podcast before we all get off for Thanksgiving break. So that's very pleasing because I just want this week to be over. This week has gone by slowly. Of course it is.
I got it up.
Before every single break. And then I had two test days because my teachers were like, why not? Let's just dump everything right before I leave. And I'm like, okay, I mean, no, first of all, but... And then, see, what I don't like about first semester is that we do, like, we have all our nice breaks. And then second semester, we have, like, one break. And, like, because we have 3 weeks in between Thanksgiving and winter break. And that's not even a month. And we're, like, and then we're gone for, like, 2 weeks. And then we come back, and the next break isn't until, like, 3 months later. And I'm like, are you serious? And 3 or 4 day weekends are, like, they're never enough.
Okay, but at least you get an actual break. Bless you? Question mark. So I went in to my manager's office to talk to her about being able to work a day in the week that I had off, like that I'd been requesting off. And then she asked me if I wanted to work extra hours over Thanksgiving break. So I'm working extra hours over Thanksgiving break. So here's basically what I'm going to do over Thanksgiving break. Work.
Hey, yay. At least you're getting paid.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Like, we have 2 sale days. I work in retail, so we have a sale on Wednesday, we have a sale on Friday. So everyone has to work all day both those days, and then extra hours throughout the week, I'll get a pretty fat paycheck. I'm going to be tired, but I mean, what else am I going to be doing over my break? Laying in my bed, watching Disney Plus? That's basically it.
Yes, speaking of Disney Plus, I actually got it.
Me too.
When I first heard that was going to be a thing, I never thought in a million years that my family would actually get it. But then I was talking to my dad about it, because we were watching The Mandalorian, but I have backdoor websites that I don't know how I watch my stuff. And, but then we were talking about Disney Plus, and then I showed, like, we went onto the website, and my dad was looking at it, and he was like, Hulu and ESPN Plus with a bundle with it, including Disney, and he kind of liked that because, you know, he has like times in the year where he wants to like watch his like tennis like major tournaments with ESPN Plus, so he like gets all fussed about it, but he wanted to go with that, so we actually got it, and instead we're just gonna cancel Netflix, and I can just still like use my backdoor website for Netflix. So,
well, unlike you, I'm paying for my own. My parents didn't really like the idea of Disney Plus because there's just, like, nothing on there that they would really watch other than, like, the Marvel movies. That's all they would really watch on there. So I went ahead and bought it myself. I logged in. So I have a TV in my room with a Fire Stick, and then I have a TV in the living room with a Fire Stick. And so I wanted to watch it on the living room TV yesterday when nobody was home. So I logged in on there, and I notified my family, so I told them I would share it with them. Because they pay for my Netflix and my Hulu, so like, and my Prime. So I'm good with sharing my Disney Plus with the family. I tried offering it to my brother, and he said he had bought his own already. And I was like, well, you could have shared it with me. And he goes, no, I'm good. So, you know, that's how life's going right now.
Family fun times.
But I love Disney Plus. I was watching Hannah Montana last night, way too late. And then I was watching Hannah Montana this morning. And then I was watching Hannah Montana in second period. So that's basically my favorite part of Disney Plus is Hannah Montana.
I'm actually so glad they got it because I have been binge watching Wizards of Waverly Place, and we're about to finish season one right after this. And it is my childhood, or my childhood favorite show. And like, I just love like the whole magic thing. Like magic is like, I was always like fell in love with it. Like I love magicians and like cool magic tricks. I've always found interest in them. And that really sprouted from Wizards of Waverly Place. And my entire life, my entire childhood, like I've always wanted to take after Alex, because I just loved her sarcasm and like her snappy comebacks, and that's kind of how I am today. And it's really Alex that shaped me, so I thank Selena Gomez for that. But it's been good. I mean, like I love rewatching it, and like, man, do I like of course I remember some like one of my favorite parts, but like season one is like so like childish and like all fun and games, but like as you go on, like it progressively kind of gets like heavier and darker, so it's kind of neat.
kind of neat.
So we'll be doing that all break, but also going to the gym because I need to get back in and get back into like a rhythm and find some motivation. Yeah, that'll kind of be it. My family isn't going anywhere, so. I mean, actually, I don't know, but. Oh, I also passed my driver's test last weekend. So, whipping. So, me and mi madre are going to drop her off at the DPS next Monday. And we'll be whipping around legally.
Legally, yeah. Legally.
That's the prime word there. But it's, we do chill it.
I would just like to share that my dad has started working from home a couple days of the week and nobody told me, so I'll just wake up and he's still at home and I'm like, okay. And then I'll come home from school at 2 o'clock, and usually my parents don't get home until like 6 or 7, and I'll come home at 2 o'clock and he's sitting in his recliner or sitting in his office, and I'm like, hey, you're here.
Okay, I'm gonna acknowledge that. But yeah, that's been what's up with the Dumb and Dumber crew. So I hope you'll have a great break, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace out.